This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show, I want to share with you a replay of my LinkedIn Live audio session that I did, and it's focused on helping you with sales, which is what the podcast is about as well. If you haven't checked it out, make sure to follow me on LinkedIn so you can hear these live. Obviously, you can hear them on the replays. And just so you know, this format is very similar to Clubhouse if you're familiar to it, and hopefully you can get some value from this session. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Jason Cutter here. Welcome to this week's LinkedIn Live audio. I know that people are just now coming in. Notifications go out. Let everyone know that it's live, but welcome. I see Elvin is here. Good to see you. Today is October 27th. It's 1:30 p.m. Eastern, and I am excited. Before we jump into the content, just got back from most recent conference, was in Washington, D.C. at LeadsCon's compliance or consent summit, and it was a good event. The right mixture of really scary stuff from attorneys and panels and on stage talking about TCPA compliance and different things like that out in the world, and then also some things to help businesses be successful. I hosted a really fun panel with my friend Jeff Arduino from Spectrum Retirement. And we had a good time, and hopefully provided some great insight to people out there in the audience. So excited to be back for a little while before the next conferences start up again. And yeah, if you didn't catch it, I'm doing this once a week. If you want to hear the replays, because this is a live kind of like radio Clubhouse mode where it's just out there and you either catch it or you don't, I'm actually recording these and then putting it on the podcast stream. So if you want to check it out as a podcast form, you can go find the Authentic Persuasion Show anywhere that podcasts are available, and your favorite podcasting app, you should be able to find it there. Again, the Authentic Persuasion Show. Also putting this as a video up on YouTube. So if you go to YouTube and find the Jason Cutter channel, they now have, what's it called? Handles. So if you just go to YouTube and find at Jason Cutter, you can find my channel on there. And then you'll see that we publish these episodes as well as a video format with some B-roll and some other images and graphics so that we can put it on there for people who are on YouTube as well. So for this format here, what's interesting and fun, in one side, it's a one-way conversation. I kind of miss being able to interact back and forth. It's a little bit better than just a podcast. So if you have any questions, if you have any comments, anything you want to share, feel free to send me a direct message. Also, I want to make this more interactive moving forward, which is kind of the benefit of this. So if you want to be involved, if you want to come up and chat, I believe you have an option there that you can raise your hand or want to get up on stage here and get involved. So please do that if you want to. So let's talk about today's content. The last few weeks, I have been focusing on what consumers want, what buyers want, what people want. Remember, it's not B2C, it's not B2B, it's H2H. It's always just human to human. And so no matter what you're selling, no matter who you're selling it to, it's always about understanding people in general, what humans are craving, what they're looking for, what they're afraid of, and then how to give them what they want, how to give them what they're looking for. And again, I'm not meaning what they want as far as like pricing or discounts or terms or things like that. I'm talking about what they want from you as a sales professional. Now, let's talk about this topic and keep it moving forward. And I titled this one, What If Selling Was Easy? And this is a fascinating debate to have, because the world of sales is pretty much determined that it is a hard game. It is a hard sport, that it is difficult to be in sales. Now, there's some people who find it easy, and we'll talk about ways to do that. But generally, and I talk about this a lot, because if you're in sales and you're successful, you're still losing more times than you're winning. To be successful in sales, maybe you close 30 to 40% of your opportunities. Depends on what you consider an opportunity. Depends on how qualified that is. If you're a closer in B2B and somebody is setting you up with appointments and they're pre-qualifying it like an SDR or a BDR, and you're getting some well-qualified sales opportunities, you might close at a really good rate. Somebody else is doing a lot of filtering for you. However, what I know is you're still never going to close 100%. Most people won't close 50% long-term, depending on what they're selling. And I would argue that if you are selling at 50% or more, either you have a really good funnel that's really setting people up well and it's not taking too much sales, or you're using a lot of tactics and strategies and things like that to convert really high, like high pressure. Think of that person, you know, that infomercial mode or selling from stage mode where it's just really a lot of NLP, manipulation tricks, pressure, and things like that, where that will work in the moment. And I know that those people can close, but will those sales, will those deals, will those enrollments actually last long term? And that's always the question, right? Or are they going to cancel? How much buyer's remorse will they have long term? And that's obviously the big key, is where does that all play in to what is, you know, in your sales process? Fundamentally, people in sales know that it's a tough game, right? Even if you're amazing, even if you enjoy it, even if you love the sport of it, it is still a tough game to play just because it is full of rejection. It's full of challenges. It's full of the things that make sales difficult because you're dealing with another human, and that human is challenging. That human is messy. That human has their fears and issues and worries and concerns. And obviously that's what you're up against, right? It's not just, let's say, working in a factory where I'm going to make my widgets, and if I make my 100 widgets today, then I know that I won, and that's easy, and it's great, and I can get into the flow, and you can just do your thing. Sales is a little bit different because you're dealing with another person. Now, let's talk about it. What if sales was easy? What would it take for sales to feel easy? Is it even possible for sales to be easy? Like, is that even a thing where sales could be an easy activity, an easy career, an easy process? Well, in this, when I was thinking about this, the things that would make it easy, the first one that came to mind was the good leads, right? The Glengarry leads, the good leads that people always want and talk about, because they want the leads to do it all for them. They want marketing and branding to do it all for them. And a couple of things that jump out with this is, the first part is there are no good leads. There are no Glengarry perfect leads that will just close themselves. And the reason I say that is because every lead source has a different strategy, a different tactic. No matter what, at scale, you're still dealing with a human. Even if you have a really good direct mail campaign that's driving inbound calls and people are calling in and they're interested, it's still never going to be a perfect call, a perfect lead every time. And for the salespeople that I've seen who think that they should be easy, that lead source should be easy and effective, and it should just be a function of finding the right people, they usually end up disqualifying or moving past or moving through a lot of potential candidates because they're looking for the easy ones. They're looking for the laydowns. They're looking for the ones that are literally just ready to go. When you're in that mode, you've now just become an order taker, because you're essentially looking for the easy ones. You're no longer in sales. You're now in order-taking mode. And so if you did have the good leads, it would make sales easy. Now, what I will say is, where this is possible is when you've got a really good marketing campaign setting people up. Now, again, you're still dealing with a human, so people are going to be scared. They're going to be confused. They have their hopes, their goals, their baggage, their previous trauma, and trauma specifically with dealing with companies and or salespeople who let them down, the stories they've heard, the movies we've all watched. And so what happens is that's who you're dealing with. So no matter what, there's always going to be some part of that. What I will say is, for sales to feel easy and to feel easier, is to really have a good marketing campaign. Either you're buying leads, you're running your own ads, you're running campaigns, whatever that looks like. The more aligned you are with marketing, the more that marketing understands the mind of the person that you're going after as that ideal client, right? They understand what's going on in that person's mind, what their hopes are, what they're wanting, what they're looking for. And the more that marketing understands that your job as a company is to be a guide and not a hero, then what happens is they position things differently and they set it up for success. And so what they're doing is they're setting the right expectation of A, what that person is in fact looking for, and then B, what it is that they could be getting from your company, and then, you know, how the process would work, what that would look like, and what's involved. And so the more that marketing slash branding is doing that and teeing it up, the easier, air quotes, that sales will be, the sales conversation will be, because that person is already kind of in their mind looking for something, and they think that you might be the solution for it. So there's going to be less resistance. There's going to be less challenges. Of course, again, there's still the human element, but they're looking for you to be that guide. And when you do it right, here's the biggest thing, is when marketing and sales align themselves, which is so rare, it is so painful to deal with companies that literally it's still siloed. There's separate divisions, separate KPIs. They're each playing their own game, and they see the other department as almost an enemy or a thorn in their side, depending on how you want to look at it. And so what happens is they just don't work together. But when they do, your job in sales is actually to continue the conversation and pick it up exactly where it was left off by marketing. If marketing's ad says this, or the direct mail piece says this, or the TV ad says this, when you start talking to that potential customer, consumer, buyer, business, then you should just be continuing that conversation. If you want sales to be easy and feel easy, you've got to align those two departments. It's got to be one conversation. There can't be two different conversations happening. If that customer, potential customer, hears one thing or understands one thing or believes one thing from marketing and then talks to you in sales, and then it's a totally different thing, or it doesn't line up, they won't trust you. All that trust will be gone. They're already afraid of dealing with you as a salesperson because they don't know what you're going to try to do to them. But they do want help, which means they're willing to risk it to a certain level. But fundamentally, if you're not in alignment with marketing, that trust is going to be so hard to rebuild. And if it's hard to rebuild, it's going to make sales difficult. So if you want sales to be easy, look for the good leads. But it's not about the perfect leads. Because again, if you're hoping for perfect leads, then why would your company even need you? If your company was so good at marketing, then people would just order online or go straight to customer service like they're ordering out of a catalog, right? Wouldn't need you if you want to be in sales. But you want to make it easier, you got to have that alignment. All right, the next thing that came to my mind when I was thinking about sales being easy is it possible? How do we make sales easy? And I think it's really about having a process to move people forward. And I see a lot of people in sales who don't have a process. A lot of people in sales who just like winging it. They think their job is to just have conversations and talk to people and see what happens. Or, you know, they rely on and lean too heavily on what they've done in their life, maybe up to that point, which is talk themselves into and out of situations constantly, and they just think that's enough. And then what happens is they're winging it every single time, they're going off of their gut every single time, and they're making every interaction so different and or so potentially difficult that it feels hard. Or if they enjoy that, the challenge can be is the results may not be consistent. And so the results could literally be all over the place. And that doesn't work either. That will make sales feel hard, especially with the up and down nature of sales, right? Where somebody has a good day, then they have a bad day, they have a good quarter, they have a bad quarter, and they don't know why, and they can't identify. And part of that is because they don't have a process. They don't have a system. They're not doing the same thing every single time in the sales conversations. Now, of course, this is where people say, well, you can't script it. You can't do scripts. Scripts are bad. I sound like a robot. I'm not going to talk about that in this one. I've done enough other podcasts about it, and maybe I'll talk about it next week on the live show. But fundamentally, you're wrong. Scripts are very important. Processes are very important. Again, that we can debate that. And if you want to, if you're on LinkedIn catching this live, you can always send me a direct message with your thoughts on why scripts are evil and terrible and why you shouldn't have a process in sales. I will happily debate you and tell you why you're wrong. And what I'll tell you is you probably already have those things in place. They're just memorized in your head. But do you have a process? Are you consistent? Sales professionals that I know that I consider a professional, they do the same thing every time. They have a process. They don't need to have it written down. They don't need to have it in front of them because they've done it so much, it's now automatic. For everyone else, I see them struggle. I see them making sales harder than it needs to be because they do not have a process and a system. So the easiest way, or an easy way to make sales feel easy, is to make sure that you have a process in place that you can rely on, that you know works, that you can use consistently every single time, and move the right people forward in the process. And by definition, filter the wrong people out. In fact, I wrote a book, wrote a chapter in Selling with Authentic Persuasion about the power of telling the wrong people no, right? About telling people who aren't a good fit no, and then that way you can focus on the people you want to say yes to and move forward. And there's a lot of power that comes with that. So if you haven't checked that out, make sure to get the book, Selling with Authentic Persuasion, Transform from Order Taker to Quota Breaker, and there's a chapter on that. But the key is to have a process. Make sure that you have something you can rely on, and then sales will feel easy. It will feel easier because now, instead of you being unsure, not knowing what to do in this conversation or that conversation, instead you have a process, you have a roadmap. For, you know, the analogy I use all the time, when you go to the doctor, it's run like a machine, right? They have you fill out a form. Then they put you in the little room. Somebody does some tests along the way. They weigh you. They measure you. They do this. They do that. They get some vitals from you. Then they stick you in that room. You're there for an unknown amount of time. Doctor comes in, asks you some questions, pokes, prods, tests, examines, and then comes back with a diagnosis and then a prescription. And then they move you forward. And it's literally the same formula every single time. And it's an amazing process. And if you model yourself after that, they're still dealing with humans. They're dealing with messy humans who are in pain or have issues or have challenges. So whatever you're selling, you think it's so hard to sell it. Think about what a doctor is dealing with, and they still have a process, and that's what you should be having as well. All right. Third thing that came to my mind when I thought about how would it be, or what would it take to actually make sales feel easy? And I thought, what about if you had people who actually wanted or needed what you sold? And this kind of goes back to the first part, which we're talking about the marketing. But the thing is that so many people are in sales and they think their job is to just talk to every single person. It's a numbers game. As long as I talk to lots and lots of people, I will be successful. And so they make sales harder on themselves than it really needs to be because they're just trying to get anybody and everybody to buy from them. But what if you were dealing with people who wanted or needed what you sold? What if marketing was doing their job and teeing up the people who wanted or needed it? And then what if your job and your process was to identify those people and move the right people forward? So it's a combination of the first and the second point that I covered, because really that's what you should be after. And again, this is where it's a fine balance, because a lot of times this might sound like I'm going back to advocating you should be an order taker, right? I just find people who want this or need it, and then, you know, I'll just help them like it's easy. And that's not the case, right? It never wants you to be in order taker mode. I want you to be in sales professional mode, which takes some effort and doesn't have to be hard, but it's not automatic. And so the key is to make sure you're doing whatever you can to get in front of the people who actually want or need what you're selling. Not planned, but literally 5 minutes before starting this live audio on LinkedIn, I got the most gross LinkedIn chat from somebody I just connected with. It was so terrible. I rarely respond and light somebody up, but I was just like, oh my God, please stop. The world, I think in the message I said, this is so gross. The world is asking you to stop this approach. right before I disconnected with the person. And it was just a terrible message, like whole bunch of stuff in caps to try to get my attention, to try to get me to join the webinar or workshop about how I should change my health insurance and all this just garbage, just absolute garbage. And so they're making it way harder on themselves because they're not even trying to talk to people who might want or need, they're just, you know, just a nuclear bomb in the world, just trying to hit everybody they can. And it's just, it's not good. And it makes it harder for you in sales because now you're having to filter through a lot of people who you shouldn't even be talking to. And I think that's important. All right. Fourth one that came to mind, if I thought about what would it take for sales to feel easy. And again, sales is never easy. So keep that in mind. You're still dealing with people and humans and it can be a challenge, but what if we did make it easier? What if there was a way to make it feel less difficult, less stressful, or the rejection that you feel just to be a part of it, but not so bad, right? Not so negative. And again, I know there's a lot of people, some of you listening into this, some people I know personally where they're okay with the rejection. Not that they like it, but they're okay with it because they know it's part of the role and the job and it's a key part and you got to go through this to get through that. And, you know, it's true, right? It feels easy because they've gone through it and they've made themselves into a sales professional. But for everyone else or the people struggling with it, that's why I'm covering this. So the fourth thing on the list of how to make it feel easy to sell is having the right expectation of how people will act and respond. I think there's a lot of people in sales who, and again, I talked about this last week, who think they are the hero. They have somewhere on the spectrum of a healthy level of ego to a very unhealthy level of ego. They have a high level of confidence wrapped around that maybe unhealthy level of ego, and they just think everyone should want whatever they're selling. It's not just that they believe in their product so much and they're on a mission and they really think it's valuable. It's more, they just think everyone should want it because they think it's amazing. Everyone should think it's amazing, right? They think they are the hero to save the day. I see this with a lot of tech product related founders who create a product, right? Some kind of technology, some widget, some thing, and they take it to market and they just think everyone's going to love this because I love it and it's amazing and everyone should just want and need it. And that's not wrong if it's done, you know, with something that's of value to people. The challenge is that when people do that, they aren't expecting anyone to say no or reject them or have issues or objections, questions, concerns, anything like that. And so they just go out there thinking, of course, everyone's just going to want this. Everyone's going to think I'm amazing. And then, you know, that expectation internally meets the real world and then it's game on, right? And so that's one of the things that can make sales feel really difficult. Now, I'm not saying you want to set your expectations low and say, we're not that amazing, because you have to have the healthy level of ego, healthy level of confidence in order to be effective in sales. Like, that's so important. However, the key is, though, is what's the right expectation of how people will act and respond, right? Will people have questions? Will they have concerns? Will they be open to it or not? And I think if you want sales to feel easy, then you should be able to predict and plan and have the right expectations internally, like on your side or your sales team, of how people actually respond. What will people say? What will people do? Because when you do that, sales feels easier because now, instead of thinking everyone's going to want this, and then when an objection comes at you, you just see it as this battle or this fight or, you know, this confrontation. Instead, if you know that what you're selling is going to make people need the change, right? The stuff I talked about in the first two of these LinkedIn Live audios. If you know that it's going to push people to make a change and you're going to push people's buttons and things that they're afraid of or whatever that dynamic is, if you have the right expectation on your side and you know that's going to happen, then it makes it easier, right? Then sales becomes easier because now I know if I'm asking you to do this and then you respond in a way that I'm already expecting or I'm ready for it or I'm open for it or I just kind of know that sometimes people will have an issue with this, then it's easy, right? Now I just know it. It's not going to be a surprise, right? I'm not going to be blindsided by your fears, right? Once I understand your fears and I have the right expectations to it. For example, I deal with a lot of campaigns that are in the financial services space, dealing with some kind of financial service related product or service. So imagine gets to the point where we've got to pull your credit report, so I need to get your social security number. And we've been talking for 10 minutes on the phone. And not a big brand, not a big bank, not someone they're already doing business with, but somebody who's trying to help them. And so if you just think like, hey, everyone's going to want this, I don't see what the issue is, you might not have the right expectation of the people who will respond in a way and be like, I'm not going to do that, or why would I do that, or I don't know who you are, or whatever that is. And again, not that that makes it easy to now overcome that. But if you have the right expectation, you know that that's coming, then A, you can do some better things before that point in the conversation, because A, like the second point that I made, you've built a process to build up the trust before you would ask for something like that. And then B, if they bring it up, then you know what to do because you've already set the expectation in your mind, because you know that can be a sticking point for some people, and so you can respond to it, right? And it's no longer a difficult thing. Sales feels easier when you have the right expectation and you're prepared. All right, the last thing here as we wrap up is in ways to make sales feel easy, if that was possible, right? And looking at all these different ways is having the right expectation of yourself and your role. So if we look at this and we think, what is it about your role and who you are? I've mentioned it several times in this, but really it's about seeing that you're the guide. You are the guide. You are not the hero, right? When you're the hero in these conversations, sales will feel hard because now it's a battle. It's me versus you. It's my ego versus your ego. It's my goals versus your fears. And so what happens is in that battle between heroes, somebody wins and somebody loses. Somebody stays the hero and somebody becomes the villain. And when you set yourself up for that, you're going to make sales really hard. Right? Sales will become a difficult event. It will be a difficult profession. And it will be the thing that people dislike about being in sales, the thing that people don't want to go into sales because of that mode, because as customers, they've experienced it with other salespeople trying to sell them who are in hero mode with those egos, and it's a battle and they don't like it. So they don't want to do that to other people. However, when you understand that your role is to be the guide, when you understand how you can help that person and what you should be doing, now it's easy. And what I'll say, obviously, it's easier, but it's easy because now I know that I'm here to guide you and help you, and it's not about me. And when I build a process, like I said for the second one, if you've got the leads that are the right people in the margins, right? It's no ideal lead, but the people who had the right expectation set, they're in this journey. You're picking up the conversation where it's been left off by marketing and branding, and you understand your role and you understand what your job is in moving those people forward, moving the right people forward, telling the wrong people no, and sending them on their way. And you know that they want or need it and you understand why. Now all of a sudden sales becomes easy. Right. Again, it's never perfect. It's never hands down easy career, easy job. Right. If it was ultimately really easy, salespeople wouldn't make so much money. Obviously, the bigger problems that you solve, or the more problems you can solve, the more money you'll make in sales. So if you are selling something that's not a life-changing thing or a business-changing thing, and it helps people in smaller ways, if you want to make a lot of money, you just have to be good at selling a lot of them. And so that's the key, is understanding those things, putting these five things together that I mentioned, having that as part of your understanding of your role, and integrating this into your sales career, into your selling effectiveness, into yourself as a sales professional. And in my opinion, in my experience, and all the different people in all the different verticals, and even in different countries that I've worked with, when you do those things, sales will feel easy, and it will definitely feel easier and you'll be more successful. You'll feel more confident. You'll be more effective at it, and you'll close more deals, and then you'll make more money. So thank you for tuning in for this week's LinkedIn Live audio. Appreciate everyone who tuned in live, people who caught this on the podcast and on YouTube as well, on the replays. If you have any questions on this, if you have any thoughts on this, if you want more insight, or if you want help either for your sales, selling effectiveness, or for your sales team, please, you can send me a direct message on most of the platforms that are out there. You find me, you can email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. You can go to cutterconsultinggroup.com website, find out more information, find other ways to connect with me, workshops, different things that I have going on, some in-person workshop, leadership workshops that I'm doing starting in November. And so I appreciate everyone tuning in. Thank you. And also thank you for helping fill the world with authentic persuaders.